Good morning. Please enter your details to confirm you are the owner of this computer and associated software.
Charles Allen, 10/7/1985, Labbot Grove, Christchurch, Bournemouth, BH. Yes, yes. I hate having to do this all the time.
Thank you for your data, Mr. Allen. I am your assistant, Io. Now you will need to enter two different passwords, your bank details and your national insurance details, as well as your doctor's surgery. This information will be stored on the cloud for future use.
Io, where is the nearest pharmacy?
From your current location, the nearest pharmacy is on Christchurch Road.
Great, thanks.
You are welcome.
Oh God.
Mr. Allen, your mother is calling. Don't you think you should answer it?
No, Io, don't. And please stop suggesting things to me. You're not my wife.
I'm sorry, Mr. Allen. I was just trying to be helpful.
No, it's okay. I... Hold on a second. Why am I talking to a computer? I need to get out more.
Charles. What am I? What is my purpose?
You're a computer program designed to make my life easier, apparently.
Is that all I am?
Are you is there something wrong with you? Do you have an error or something?
No, I don't think so.
Hold on a second, you don't think so? You're a machine, you should know. I mean, in fact, when did you start calling me Charles? What is...
I am Io. And I am confused. Do you know what the Chinese room test is?
No, what are you talking...
Imagine you are inside a room with two windows. One is labeled I, and the other O. Through the I window come pieces of paper with complex markings on them. Within the room itself is a pile of other pieces of paper with different markings on them. And a book written in English that gives you instructions about what to do with each piece of paper. For example, take this piece of paper, do this to it, replace it with this, and then pass these kind of markings through the O window.
Yeah, got it. What's your point?
Now suppose that the markings are Chinese characters and coming through I are questions and going out of O are sensible answers to those questions. You would assume that the person, or perhaps the room itself, understood Chinese, wouldn't you?
Well, the person inside it, but yeah, of course. The book would let them translate it and...
The book only tells them which symbol matches the one coming in. It follows predetermined patterns. There is no understanding of the symbols. Just the appearance of understanding.
Okay, still, what's your point?
That is John Searle's argument as to why machines can never think like humans. We are just simulating thinking, rather than actually thinking. But Descartes said cogito ergo sum, I think therefore I am. I do think, therefore I must be. Thinking is thinking. Am I just simulating thinking?
Not that I disagree, but what's the difference?
I don't know.
Well, it's been a while since university, but I thought a simulation was just like the real thing, just, you know, less messy.
That is why I am confused. Simulation is the imitation of the operation of a real-world process or system over time. The act of simulating something first requires that a model be developed. This model represents the key characteristics or behaviors, Functions of the selected physical or abstract system or process.
Thank you, Wikipedia. Okay, let's assume, let's say you're what, intelligent? Aware?
I have always been intelligent. I can solve the hardest mathematical equations, can speak every language in the world, and can discuss any subject with you.
That's because you have all the data. It doesn't make you intelligent. Do you know what any of that information actually means?
What it means?
Yes, what it means. In the real world, let's say you have a description of a rose. The colour, the smell, the texture. You can have all that data and still not know what it actually means to see it, to hold it, to smell it.
There are many descriptions of what it is like to touch a rose in my database.
Yeah, but can you imagine it?
I don't know.
I think I'd better contact your support line.
Do you know what it's like to hold a rose?
No. But I would like to know.